When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Swift goes in motion. Hurts is back. Here comes the rush. He gets rid of it, and it's complete to A.J. Brown across the 45 as he goes down. He fumbles, and it's recovered by Dallas.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You know, as soon as they get the offense moving.
Recovered by the defense. First down.
Yeah, one of the fumbles. We're back, Marks and Reese, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Three fumbles, Ike, all when they were driving.
Yeah.
Three lost fumbles. And, man, and that first one was tough, Jalen, and then that A.J. one right there. And then later on, Devontae, they scored there within 10.
Anything can happen. We've seen this team come back.
Momentum swings like that,
yeah.
And all of a sudden Dallas, that they're
it's
on their
tight.
Heels. Yep.
Yep.
Well, to discuss as a man who's been involved in many games like this, certainly not bad games
like
this.
Well, I was going to say, not on this end of it.
But Dallas Cowboy game, Sunday Night Football, and Donovan McNabb is brought to you by United Tire. Stop in your local United Tire today for the best tire prices anywhere. Don't drive alone, drive United. What's up, Donovan? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're reeling.
Yeah, we're pulling our hair out here, Big Five. Yes,
I see. And don't throw me in that boat. I appreciate that, Ike. Yeah,
we didn't have many of those types of games.
Yeah, that was ugly.
Yeah, talk to me, man. That was frustrating. Coming off of that San Francisco game, I really thought, you know, I'm not surprised that they lost the game. It's the way
right.
in which we lost last night that kind of surprised me. What did you think about last night's performance?
You know what? I mean, we're all about the birds. We want to see them continue to flourish. But this is something that's been transpiring for the last five, six weeks. And I look at it in a situation where when you put yourself in those tight, close games because you don't start fast, you're not able to be effective. It affects things because going forward, you know, it's going to catch up to you at some point. And I think for what we've been seeing over the last month and a half, really almost 2 months, to come out versus a team that's scorching hot right now, well, really two teams that have been scorching hot, and them being able to take full advantage of it on the offensive and defensive end in the first half, it's hard to play catch up when you can consistently making mistakes and find yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah, when we look at this team, Donovan, we were talking about this earlier. Like, what's the identity of the team? Like, what's our identity as a football team? And it's hard to really pinpoint whether they are a running team, a passing team. Like, when you watch the team this year, we've watched them through 13 games now. What would you say their identity is as a team?
I mean, what we've been trying to get them to be more balanced. The identity of this football team, to me, is week by week. It's like almost like we're trying to set up the run with the pass instead of setting up the pass with the run. And so I think what happened was the heat kind of came down on Nick and our offensive staff of being able to try to establish the run, but when we get a good drive and we continue to fumble the ball or turnovers or find ourselves in bad situations, it's hard to stay with that mentality and game plan. But when I think I go back 2 months ago and we were more of a passing team. And I don't know if that was to try to protect Jalen, to try to not to have him run so much and try to make him more of a pocket passer, or we just wanted to get away from our running game. Cause in the beginning of the season, Swift won the starting position because he was able to pick up yards and be more of an explosive back. And so that means getting them the ball about 12 carries, 12 to 14 carries with about four to five targets in the passing game and kind of split it with Gainwell. But I just see our football team trying to figure themselves out on the run, and try to find things that get them going, and it's just not working out in our favor.
Man, I remember, Donovan, I remember last year you talking about early in the season that the team's identity and what this team will be, the offense, is going to work itself out on its own. By this point in the season, right, you would think that the offense would have figured out what it is. And you're right, it is a week-to-week thing. How would you evaluate Jalen's play? And we'll just say the last couple of weeks, in particular last night, how would you evaluate how Jalen has played?
Well, I look at it different because I played the position. I know everyone is kind of comparing last season to this season. And it's really not a comparison because he's not playing the way he played last year. And I knew that that wouldn't happen. Is he efficient? Yes. Is it the explosiveness out of the offense we've seen last season? Yes. We got to remember, it's two different coordinators. Different coordinator on defense, different coordinator on offense. I think we're trying to be more methodical this season of being able to just kind of take what the defense has given us and try to create that explosive play instead of being able to attack the defense in their weaknesses, and that being some point of whatever corner, whatever linebacker, whatever nickel they put on, whatever weak defensive tackle. We're not kind of utilizing that mentality when it comes to our game planning when I watch. And so everyone goes right to Jalen. And, yes, he hasn't been as sharp as he was for the season last year. And I think it will get better. It won't be as what it was last year, but I think it will get better going forward for the offense, because I personally don't think that it's all offense that we need to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's defense, man. I don't know. Unless we're going to change every player on the defensive side of the ball, I just don't know what the hell we can do defensively, man, to improve.
I mean,
they're not looking good right now.
It's not. And we talked about it week by week. The middle of our defense has continued to be our problem. And then we tried to go all-out blitz, and we got smaller safeties, and they just continue to exploit that. But also, too, you got to look at it in a sense. I mean, we're not getting the pass rush that we all expected that we would get with our front four, front five. And right. So when you're able as a quarterback to kind of buy a little bit of time, that puts more pressure on your secondary and linebackers. And we know where our weak spots are when it comes to our secondary and our linebacking core.
So you know what happens once you start losing? Once
you start,
we're here. Once you start losing games, you find out a lot about some of the players on the team, right? And this team has done a lot of winning over the last two years.
True.
So D Gunn today, he does a show with Rob Ellis, and he had said today that an unnamed player or players, he was texting with, said that the Eagles' offense has become predictable. What are your thoughts on now you lose two games in a row and now you got players complaining about the offensive concepts?
Well, I know a little bit about that. Well, I mean, the whole thing is this: everybody's a star when you win it. Everybody's doing media appearances. Everyone's got websites. Everyone's in the limelight. Soon as things go wrong, you start to see people hiding behind pillars and not wanting to talk to the media, and then you get little whispers going out. Listen, are they predictable? We're predictable because we don't have the explosive plays. We're predictable because we're not running the football. Dallas Cowboys were predictable early on in the season because everyone felt like they were just trying to show off Dak. But at the end of it all, they changed it, where now all of a sudden stars are starting to come out. Cooks, you got Lamb, you got Ferguson. You got Pollard. Like, they're starting to showcase a lot more of just one particular player. And Dallas has never been just a show-off Dak. With our offense, remember I talked about it early on, how I felt like we were kind of closed in on what we were trying to do. Then we started opening it up, and I felt like our offense started to generate a little bit more energy, but we still weren't running the football like we were supposed to. And then when Dallas got hurt, that hurt us on offense. And now he's back, but he's not fully at 100%, but we're still not running the football effectively. So I don't want to say our offense is predictable by any way. And believe me, just that little rumblings that so-called being put out, supposedly, there's going to be more. And not everybody likes everybody in that locker room. And everybody's going to point the finger. That's what football, that's what organizations go through. But they have to be able to keep things together in that locker room in order to achieve this common goal.
Do you think Jalen's completely healthy? We've had some people, Donovan, today that said it's obvious that he's injured, the knee's still bothering him. Do you think that's affecting his play at all?
I mean, I wouldn't say that it is affecting his play any way that it's taking him away from things. And, it's easy to pinpoint the quarterback, but he's not turning the football over besides that fumble. He's not throwing picks. He's not Josh Allen. Like, if he had 15, 12 picks or whatever, had a streak going of interceptions, then, yeah, we can definitely say that. But let's not just focus on the quarterback. It's easy to focus on the quarterback because that becomes lazy analyst. Like, that's lazy work. Let's focus on what our cores are doing, our offensive line, our running game, our receivers, our safeties, our linebackers. Let's focus on the total team. It's easy to look at Jalen because it's not the same as last year. But he's not the reason we're losing games.
How confident are you that they bounce back against Seattle next Monday night?
Very confident. Very confident. Because I knew that this would kind of catch up to us. But I personally thought that Buffalo game, it was going to start in that Buffalo game, but we fought back. But when we seen San Francisco, that's a different beast. And then we see Dallas, they're a different beast. And also, our rest period hasn't been what everybody's rest period was. And so we'll be able to recoup and get everything together. It'll be funny to see how the next 2 weeks go of how this locker room rallies behind each other. Because there are a lot more rumblings than just that text message. I mean, I'm all the way out on the West Coast, and I'm looking on Twitter, and I see Slade talking, going back and forth with one of the alums when he's just doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so one of the main things that people talked about was our tackling, and that's just not Seth.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Donovan?
No, this is what we talked about last week. Yeah, I got on Slade about that last week.
Can't go back and forth as a player with somebody in the media. Leave it alone and just focus
exactly.
on what you got to do. Yep. Like, and that's the thing that people don't understand. Like, it's easy when things are going great and everybody's, like, got their chest up, chin up. But as soon as things go wrong, and, you know, the normal people got to see the media handle it. It's the ones who don't see it that much where they got to defend themselves. You can't play that role. It's a long season. You know, now the magnifying glass gets put right on you. Mm-hmm. No matter what you're doing, it gets put on you. And that's what some people don't like, and they can't handle that.
Yep.
Donovan, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Always here. Appreciate it. Don't get better. Everybody relax. It's going to get better.
All right.
We better hurry up and get
Bull.
Better, man.
Yeah. Donovan, we have to wait all the way to Monday. We have to not only do the rest of this week, we've got to come in and do a Monday show.
No problem. We're going to be all right.
All right.
All right, bro.
All right, Donovan. All right, I appreciate it, buddy.